Hello everyone, welcome to the Majestic HeroClix podcast. If you like our content, please like and subscribe, it really helps us out. If you're interested in learning more about the Bronze Age format and the Majestic's Open Series, please check out openseries.majesticccg.com. Also, if you want to learn about HeroClix strategies, tactics, and lists from the game's top players, please visit majesticccg.com/apex-insiders. Lastly, if you're looking for HeroClix singles, please visit our eBay stores at stores.ebay.com/majesticsheroclix and stores.ebay.com/clixcollective. All the links for everything I just talked about is below in the description. And again, all right.
Joker's Wild.
You got a few small.
You got all the JSA guys in this.
Yeah, JSA guys in here. The Atom, Solid.
Yep. Atom, Spectre, Hawkman are all really good.
Dr. Fate.
Mm hmm.
That's about it.
Headshots. Harley Quinn. So keep this in mind, guys.
Which number?
Number 18. So, Gotham City Underworld is a real threat nowadays. That is a really good keyword. Mm-hmm. They keep making things for it, and it only gets better with time. So, she says, this is how I deal with the bat. Once per turn for all characters with this trait, if a character using the Batman enemy to replace his attack value with Harley's also modifies that character's attack value by +1 if it is a close attack. So even though hers may not be the best one, right? Mm-hmm. She's 35 points of a tie up for shade change super senses, right? She can turn 10s into 11s, right? Which is nice. She has poison in cap, but you need to know that trait is across other Batman guys. And that's where you want to look to see if somebody has that trait that you want to use with your GC. You guys.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Right.
Merlin, yeah, like all the JSA friends have different things. If you borrow my defense, you get this.
Yes. Merlin may be one of the first guys you really consider also on your team. He's 80 points. He'd be one of your primary attackers. Running shot, precision strike, 7 range, double target. When he has one or more action tokens, you can use stealth. And he has defense power. He can use combat reflexes. And when he would be hit by a range attack, you may roll 2d6 and compare the result to the opponent's unmodified attack. If yours is higher, he evades.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Vicky Vale is also really cool. Yeah. At the beginning of your turn, you may choose an opposing character within 4 squares line of fire until your next turn, that character's combat values can't be replaced. It can't be modified to be higher than its printed value. So definitely a way to get around some stuff.
And then Calculator, Criminal Contacts. Calculator and friendly characters within 8 squares are considered to be adjacent for the purposes of the Batman enemy team ability.
That is huge.
Yep. He also gives you prob, but only to target an opposing character with the highest point value, regardless of line of fire.
So
he messes with the big boys. And then one of the last ones that I know for a fact this set's really good for is the Flash.
Oh, nice, yeah.
He's 35 points. So this was like the JSA guy that everyone had to play because he didn't do anything else except for 35 points with a 12 move hypersonic speed, 11, 18, 2, nothing else.
hit and run.
Yep. And if you could manage to get a team across the board with some in power, well, play some well and he'll do your
yeah. All right. Anything else from Joker's Wild? I think we can mosey on.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Where are we at? Deadpool X-Force. I can't think of anything. Hold on, maybe there is.
Chipmunk Hunk can use leap climb and stealth, and when he uses leap climb after resolutions, he can use quake as a free action.
That's not bad, and he's only 20 points.
Tippy Toe was kind of cool.
Was it Rogue Scientist? No. Tippy Toe, three clicks.
Mm-hmm.
Free action, deal damage to opposing character with any squares if they occupy printed and hindering terrain. That's okay. I like it. I'm always pro free damage.
Yep.
Kilbrew, what is he? He does some stuff.
He was the, when an adjacent friendly character hits, if the attack value is higher than the printed value, increase the damage dealt to the one hit target by one.
There you go. He gets more damage.
Increase combat values when he uses support and when he does replace the attack value with the his target's attack value. So that doesn't really matter too much.
But the plus one damage for the mutation enhancement is really good.
Yep.
Cool. It's like super super enhancement. Hit monkey, tiny, running shot, sidestep, stealth.
Sheikla was pretty cool.
Oh, you got some shifting focus Deadpools that are actually pretty solid.
But meh. But it that would be a thing you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, they're okay. They're not bad. You don't get the prime. He's the good one though.
Yep.
Squirrel Girl, she gets all her squirrels out. Like she you get big ones. Is that the that's the one, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Anything else here? No. Dupe.
Dupe. Ugh.
35-point prob, invincible.
I always like I play Jackhammer. This is during my Masters of the Evil phase. When he uses super strength and quake, when he uses quake, if he's holding a light object, he deals 3 damage instead of 2. Heavy object does 4. Not as a thing anymore because there isn't a difference between the two. Or is there still a difference, but anyone can pick him up? I can't remember.
That's an interesting question. I'll have to ask the council about that one because that actually matters.
Mm-hmm. Because like if anybody can pick up any object. Because yeah. All objects are just objects. Okay, I'll always put down heavy objects. Yeah, they don't do me anything else special, but for Jackhammer.
Yeah, 4 damage instead of 2 is huge.
Yeah.
That would be worth it.
Mm-hmm. And he's only 35. He's cheap, yeah. But he can do something cool.
Let's do 9s for 4. That seems okay.
Yes.
All right. Ooh, yeah, I was never a fan of that set. All right, Avengers Forever or Avengers Defenders War.
That's huge.
So this shifting focus Punisher is one of the friends that goes with Shatterstar because you start off as the other one, mm-hmm. And then you shift into him, and then you get to do your rocket launcher attack because he's not the character that was ported.
Correct. This is also the set had shifting focus Black Panther, Visions. Doctor Strange. Visions are terrible. But at least Black Panther was cheap. He was 30 points for like Charged Blades or the Outwit one.
The and Strangers were okay.
The Strangers were pretty good because you had the I Protect You Strange, mm-hmm. I Carry You Strange, I Make Everyone Who Shoots Better Strange. Used that one, I remember.
Yeah. Purple Man, he does some cool mind control stuff. Yeah, he modifies attack plus 3. Got 2 targets. It's not bad.
15-point Jessica Jones. People within 6 squares of her that are opposing can't use stealth.
It's actually huge.
I guess you could all be brave and play Machete if you really wanted to.
No.
His blades, and when he does, and he hits, roll 2d6, and he gets to pick which one. He wants to use dice wise.
Yeah, not so bad.
Batroc the Leaper.
He will sidestep 3, right?
He can use sidestep when he has 1 axe token, you sidestep twice.
Oh, that's what it is.
And maybe given a free action token, a free action to make a close attack.
Norse characters elevated. That's cool.
Yeah, he's not terrible.
Good tie up piece, 19D.
Yeah, but otherwise the set's kind of butsy.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's see. We're off to 15th anniversary. What if?
Ugh. What if set? That was a cool set. There was just not a whole lot of like bang for your buck, but there are some figures that I really liked.
Good pulse waving Thor.
Molly Hayes was always really cool. She was 50 points for charge, invincible, the close combat expert. And when she hits with, she does 4 knockback squares.
Yes.
She can reroll super strength, one right? Thunder dies. Yes. No super strength.
No, okay. Just close combat expert. That's what it was.
Close combat expert. Yeah. Chase Stein was the carrier.
And she has Avengers, so it's a 12 for 4.
Yes.
Solid.
Very solid figures. Jessica Drew was a really cool Shield Avenger person.
I don't even see her.
She's number 13. If Cap's on her four,
you said Jessica Drew.
Jessica Drone, sorry.
Yeah. All right. Womp womp.
It's an okay set. Nothing like to really write home about.
Yeah. You know what it had? Goblin King and Cosmic Spider-Man.
It did.
Here's our shifting focus, Batman Superman.
Cowboy Wonder Woman is what you want to get, which is called Diana Prince.
She got Mystics.
No. She's 11. She has leadership and then unique modifier. When she does and succeeds, other friendly characters that share a keyword with her modify their attack and defense by +1 this turn.
Nice. All right.
She's just a little expensive. And police. But it's 10 and 4, man.
That's true. Yeah, it's 11 and 4. She hits her leadership. Oh, other friendly. Never mind. Womp womp. Let's see. There's a Green Lantern that lets you carry and do things afterwards, right?
I believe that was uncommon one.
Was it the uncommon one? No, I think it's the...
It's not the rare one.
No.
Yes, the power battery is draining. Uncommon Green Lantern.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the game, place 8 tokens on him. When he attacks, remove a battery token. When there are no battery tokens, he can't make ranged attacks or use powers and abilities. Pulse Wave and TK. That's the one I always used to play.
It's the common one. When Green Lantern is the only character on your force with the Green Lantern team ability and uses carry ability, you may roll a d6 on a 5. One carried higher point character would be given a non-free action, and then on a 6, up to 2 higher point characters. So you have to be 60 points or higher, basically, and get lucky.
Little hard to pull that one off.
Not seeing much else in this set.
It's an okay set. It just doesn't do a lot. Drummer had Outwit and Perplex with a 10 range. That matters to you. And once per turn, when an opposing character within range and line of fire would use Outwit, Perplex, or Prob during your turn, you may choose that instead the opposing character can't use that power. For 40 points, that's not bad.
Yeah.
He just says no.
Scientist.
Yep. Green Oracle, well, I remember using her a lot for 50 points. If there's characters on your sideline, you may give a free action to a friendly character named Oracle Batgirl or Green Lantern and replace them with it. Nah.
Yeah, but, it's a pretty good taxi perplex.
Yeah.
All right. The Mighty Thor. Again, I don't remember seeing anything here that stands out. Nobody gets their objects. Everything's a little... Jane Foster, Eric Rock Masterson.
Troll.
Huh?
Rock Troll.
Rock Troll.
25 points, charge 11 and 3s.
That's fair. Can't
go wrong with that.
Brute, I like it. Nothing else too crazy. Yeah, kind of, this is a little expensive set figure wise.
Yeah.
Starter Hulk doesn't do what he used to do.
Correct, he does not do what he used to do.
All right. Harley Quinn, Gotham Girls. Big Tony will see some play. 15 point plex. What else? What do you think? You think Bombshells, maybe?
Bombshells are not bad. The problem with Bombshells is you can't be a dummy and play it. But there's a lot of interactions that kick off to get those Bombshell tokens. And if you miss them...
Yeah, like why are you even playing them?
Correct, right? You do have... They are very effective. I'll put it that way. But who else is also really effective? I'm going to segue here. If you really like the JSA team ability, you better be playing the Wonder Woman from this set, number 16.
Oh, yes. Because her defend is within six squares. That's where you got the six squares from.
Yep. And she gives them energy shield. Bud and Lou are also really good. The Hyenas of Harley. like one of them has prob, but only during opponent's turn.
Mm-hmm.
The one has poison because he smells bad. Right. Very cool. Duchess, I always liked Duchess, but I don't think she holds up anymore, especially in pulp, because you can't replace her into Lashina.
Yeah. Red Tornado, solid JSA defend piece.
Yep.
More bombshell friends. You can get pretty much the whole bombshell team on there. Kite Man, yes.
Yes. You can get Dr. Midnight on there now.
Yes.
All right, so you pretty much want to play this set with the Joker's Wild set. Do your JSA fun.
This hoodie's pretty good, too.
Very true, very true.
All right. We are into Xavier School.
I was wondering, do you want to stop around animated set and do a part two? I don't want to give away all the secrets tonight.
I think we're almost done.
All right.
I think we were going to get to like Absolute Carnage and then kind of be done after that. Because I think everything else had seen modern play or modern pulp.
All right, that's fair. I guess we can give everyone all the secrets. I mean, they are, you know, listening. So I guess it's fair.
I could split it up into a two-part episode.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right.
So if we're talking about Xavier's School, you got all the Moiras. They're cheap. They're headmasters. They have cheap
leadership plex.
Yep. Stay away from your cuckoos. They're too expensive.
Hellion has that TK where he gets to keep going.
Yep.
But with TK only being four, it's not as good. Again, nothing that's super solid in this set. Darwin, there's not that many pickup power pieces, though, in pulp. If there happens to be an increase in them, he'll definitely see some play.
He's a utility piece. You just leave him in your toolbox. God forbid the meta changes.
Yeah, and I think that's...
Sprite is the one you missed.
Oh, no.
Yep, Sprite and
Blue. Oh, wow, she moves through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Charge, okay.
Yeah, so she's the one that says when she's KO'd after attack, resolution, the attacker is dealt two penetrating and is given an action token. Because we don't kill kids, man.
Yeah, she's a child, what have I done?
Yeah, and then everyone always forgets her attack power. When she moves through one or more opposing characters after resolution, and once per turn you roll a d6 on a 5 or 6, give action tokens.
Dude, this going around tokening up the team, that seems fine.
It is very fine. Brew is 25 points for Outwit.
Okay.
For your X-Men team abilities, like, why not?
Make it work.
You can make it work. And that's about the only ones I would consider for that team. But Fat's on the team if you really want to go ecstatics. But I wouldn't suggest it.
I wouldn't either. And Avengers Infinity, I'm kind of feeling the same. Like nothing. Pip the Troll, another taxi. Little costly. But nothing. You got your shield space agents. Knights,
if you really want to go that route.
Yeah, they're pretty garbage, though. Yeah, I think that's
I like it. Maxim.
What's he do, 100 points?
He's 100 points, yes.
Let's see, when a character with a gem chooses its bearer...
Don't care about that one.
Don't matter. Battle Fury, Willpower, Giant. Okay, so he gets a good Willpower on the back half.
Yeah, he is a guy that just gets better with more damage.
Ooh, the flurry, then he gets giant reach. Okay.
Yeah, like you can do something with him. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but you could do something with him.
Yeah.
All right, and the other one that I like from this set is Captain America 33. Oh, look, it's number 33 again.
What? No way.
Yeah, a little bit of mom and dad. She can reduce penetrating and has protected mind control. Okay. And then once per turn, when she makes a range attack, after resolution, she make a may make a range attack targeting a different opposing character, regardless of range and line of fire, that is within 5 squares in line of fire of the first target. So she bounces her shield.
Nice. Double attacks. I'm always pro.
Yes. And she's an 11 for 3 with running shot, and she's a flyer, so she can carry her own enhancement.
A lot of points, though.
She's worth a primary attack slot, though.
Okay. Gotta pump those numbers up.
Yep.
All right.
Animated Batman.
Okay. There's some cool stuff. Suited Henchman. Alfred's not bad if you have Batman on your team. Extra enhancement. One of the cheapest supports you'll see out there.
That is very true as well.
Let's see. Anything else?
You have White Shirt Alfred.
He's uncommon, right?
He's the uncommon one. If he's using the Batman, he modifies both the defense by one. He is perplex. When he uses perplex to target a character with the Batman family keyword, you may roll a d6 in the result of the if the result is less than the target's click number, you may instead modify the chosen value by +2.
Nice. Okay.
Right. So that's good for later on in the game.
Barbara, she's okay. Leadership enhancement, not bad.
I remember one of these poison ivies dropped plants. I don't remember which one.
Well, hopefully we can see the bystanders. Maxi Zeus did some cool stuff with his bystanders, his stone harpies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they're autonomous. That's what it is. So that's actually even pretty good. I remember Patrick or Pat Yopoko playing a Gotham City Underworld team or a Gotham City team with Maxi Zeus. So maybe he can bring that back to us. Here we go. Poison Ivy with the mushrooms. Smoke generator, pheromone. Is that mind control? I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
And autonomous mind control? I like it.
Yep, you have old man Bruce Wayne in this set too. Use. Being of force constructions, you may choose another friendly character with the Batman keyword to be his apprentice. Once per turn, when the apprentice would make an attack, you may reroll that attack. If you do, and the apprentice named Batman Beyond increase the result of the attack by +1. He has a stop click that lets him generate a Ace the Bat Hound. And he has Outwit, and at the beginning of your turn, you may choose that Bruce Wayne can't use Outwit. And if you do, the apprentice can use Outwit.
Nice. That's pretty good. And Ace is solid. Charge, precision, Battle Fury, defend. Any ignores characters?
Yes. Not a bad figure at all.
And, the starter Ivy also generates free biting bystanders, max 3.
Yep.
And they have autonomous flurry.
That was what it was. Yes. This is the
and she has empower. Ooh.
That is the original Harley compared to the one we have nowadays.
You could drop both. Let's go.
You could drop both.
All right. That sounds cool. I like that. All right. And location bonuses. This has some good stuff. All right. We're on the home stretch, friends.
Battle World. You guys can make it. Hold out, because this set's going to be good, too. Because you have all the shifting focus Captain Americas in this set.
We do. They were okay. I never got to play them as much as I liked.
They weren't bad. If you like shifting focus, pick your shifting focus. Add it to your team, if that's your thing.
This guy, I've actually played him to a top 4. When Steve Rogers, that's nobody is above the law.
Yep.
When Sheriff Steve Rogers or an adjacent friendly character is attacked, the attacker can't positively modify or replace their combat values. So he's definitely a good little defend shell piece. He's going to hold it down for you.
Yep. Thanos duplicates sidestep precision with a 5 range that have prob, but only to target an adjacent opposing character's attack. That's okay. They will cause problems if you let them float around.
Yeah.
Thoris was a really cheap character that made other people better. Probably only if a friendly character 50 points or more was KO'd by an attack. We don't care about that. But once per turn, when an opposing character within four squares in line of fire makes an attack, she gets tokens, and you can remove two tokens to make free attacks. That's what almost all the Thor police guys do, and it's really nice.
Excuse me.
Don't die on me yet. We're almost there.
Yeah. See, Molly Hayes, super strength. Sidestep, not bad.
Mm-hmm. Clara was cool because she had the I think it was free generated hindering terrain or a blocking terrain marker within six squares in the line of fire. I mean, you can't go wrong with that for 40 points for barrier, shape change, plasticity. Yeah. I'll take that all day. Tony Stark, inventor, you couldn't target him or draw lines of fire to him unless he's the only character on the force. And if you were 50 points or more, he says perplex, not bad.
Yeah. Let's see. Poor Thor, if you want to go that route of evidence tokens. Mm-hmm. Killmonger will take down your opponent's action totals on a 5 or 6. It's not bad.
Yes.
Charge, sidestep.
Christar was cool. For 75 points, he has blades, and once per turn, you may either reroll the attack or the blades roll, but his defense is why you're playing him. Because when an opposing character hits, Christar reduces damage by 3 if the attack roll succeeded by exactly 1. By reduced by 2 if it succeeds by exactly 2. And by 1 if the attack roll succeeds by 3. How many times does your opponent just spike the number? Well, congratulations, you spiked the number and succeeded by 1. You hit my 18 or 9, or hit by 19. Guess what? Bam, now I'm reducing by 3.
It's crazy.
It is.
Charge, yeah. Not bad. I like the leadership. I wish he was able to generate the guys.
Yeah, that I don't think that existed in this set until later. Eric Killmonger is really cool.
Yeah, he's the one that reduces your action token or your total.
Action totals. Yep. Stick was really cool.
Yeah.
Because you get like attacks. Adjacent friendly characters miss all targets with a close attack. Give him a humble token. Characters with humble token remove them. And then they make a close combat attack for free if that misses and they take an unavoidable. Why not? He also has empower.
Yeah, close combat expert, 12 for 3. Mm-hmm. Could be worse.
Alex Wilder was like the best support guy, known to man for a very long time, but he swaps sides too many times.
Yeah, I still think he's good. I think he might see some play. Easy fill and piece.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, it's a call. No colossal retaliation.
Correct. Which Archon being really cool too.
What did he do? Opposing characters' combat values except range can't be modified when attacking Akon or being attacked by him. Beginning your turn, an opponent places Akon into an adjacent square.
He gets lost, but his numbers are really good, and he has penetrating damage that when he targets a single character after resolution, each opposing character adjacent to the target is dealt 1 pen.
Okay. It's like he's got a tarot card attached to him.
Mm-hmm.
Nico, not bad. Prob, and then immediately after using Prob, she may choose to reroll that again. Then it can't further be rerolled. If you do, deal her 1 unavoidable. So that's pretty solid.
Yep. Witch Hunter was the one that did really good against colossal characters and monsters. Probably we won't see any colossals, but we could definitely see some monsters.
Potential.
I remember Viv being someone I liked.
She's so expensive, though.
7 range, super senses. Beginning of your turn, you may modify her defense by +2 until your next turn. If you do, she has passenger 0 and can't make attacks. So she can get into position really nice.
Mm-hmm.
like 19 invincible super senses. Who wants to mess with that with a prob? And she may use it as if she occupied the square of a friendly character within range that shares a keyword with her, which is probably going to be robot.
Very true. Champions doesn't seem to be doing it. All right. She has a main attacker vibes.
She does.
All right. Whew, on to Earth X. Tinkerer, solid. He's got empower enhancement. And then he can generate objects if you need that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What else seems good here? You know what? These Magia guys.
Not Fancy Dan.
Aaron has found the synergy with these. Aaron Cantu, and he has done very well with the Magi themed teams in like regular competitive events. So I think that they'll hold up pretty well in the pulp format.
They're cheap and they're effective. Yes, President Osborne would definitely be a good pick. Because at the beginning of the game, choose another friendly character that is 75 points or less, or has a sinister syndicate keyword to become his bodyguard. The president's bodyguard is within 4 squares. They have free choose 2 different combat values and modify both by +1.
I like it.
Yep. I like the skull.
Yes, I was just on him.
40 points of mind control that I don't care about range. If I see you, I can get you.
12 attack, he's hidden.
Mm-hmm. With triple target, if you don't want to do the single.
Otherwise, it's what, 4 range then?
Yes.
So I think we're going to go for the single target, unfortunately, unless they want to get in on him.
Stegron's pretty good.
Yes, with all his little bystanders.
Yep, he poops out big dinosaurs.
This beetle, if you want to play Sinister Syndicate, it's probably pretty good. When friendly characters in the 6 squares replace its attack value using the Sinister Syndicate team ability, modify its attack by +1. So you get that 11 to 12 real easy.
Then you have the upgraded Magia guys. I always liked Invisible Fancy Dan. He's cool.
Mm-hmm. Prob. Precision Strike. Yeah, these guys, I think there's enough guys here to fill out a 300-point team pretty easy.
Yeah, but I think that's about where it ends for our list on these guys.
Rebirth. What's his name?
What?
Duke Thomas.
Duke Thomas.
Prez Ricard.
Ricard's very good.
I think that's it, right? Duke Thomas. Billy Batson. Quick, cheap perplex.
Yes, there is someone. Was this the one that had Phobos and Deimos?
Yes.
They are very good.
Want some mystics? Yeah.
Dolphin. I always like Dolphin too.
Oh, yes. You can turn into the other click, and then she has charge. Blades.
Mm-hmm.
Scary. This Raven was good for a long time.
And if we're allowing fast forces in, so is the Aquaman. Because the Aquaman is the one that allows you to, if I get placed in water, make a free attack.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes. Not the rare one, the fast forces one.
This Flash. I love this Flash.
Oh,
phasing.
Six.
Flurry. No, he's got to move 5 or less.
Okay.
And then he can flurry.
He's very good, too. And he has the if I attack first for Justice League guys, something happens. Leading the charge, you get prob.
It's huge. Alrighty. Oh, Shade the Changing Girl. Annoying. Shape change. When Shade Changing Girl uses it succeeds, you may change the target to a character friendly to the attacker, or friendly to the attack character. Friendly to the attack character. Target must otherwise be legal. So. If they attack you and you get your shape change, you're like, nope, you're attacking your own team now.
Oh, I just remembered a figure that I really liked with this. It was Chinese Superman.
What number
we used to call him. It is 70. It is number 16.
Okay.
He has protected, perplex, and prob, but both only from characters without the Justice League of China keyword.
Interesting.
At the beginning of your turn, choose a combat value to modify by +1 until your next turn. So he falls into the same category as Lucy Lane, but he's probably better than her.
Mm-hmm.
Since he's just like her, who's 10, 10, 17, 3, but he can give one of them plus one. So now he's an 11 for 3, and you can't perplex or problem. I'd say pick him over Lucy.
Yeah.
Right.
Going to come in, knock you back with that hypersonic.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. All right, cool.
It's just knock off Superman.
Boom, boom. All right. ABPI. The AIM Red Squads, cool, because you get them power enhancement.
AIM Blue Squads were the perplex, were the probbers.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think Outwit Plex was the other ones. White ones, right?
Yes.
Yes.
The Medusa for the pogs, for the hair.
Yep.
Or did I already that go would past be her? Definitely someone. She's number 30.
Yeah, Voyager, though, before we get there, she can carry people, taxi. Yep. I don't see her healing up to zero click.
She can't.
Yeah, there's no extra game element, so
yep.
I still think she's good. Everett K. Ross, solid. That double perplex.
Yep.
Medusa, the living hair.
Oh, look, I can get carried and then drop a hair token to make an attack. Why not?
Mm-hmm. And it's autonomous.
Yep. Oh, look. Number 33. Once again, pulling it out.
Possessor. Let's see. Psych Pen. Solid.
When he hits with a ranged attack after resolution, choose one. He heals one or you give an action token. Oh, but we don't care about that. We care about the damage power.
Outwit.
Yep.
Free. Choose a target opposing character within range and line of fire until your next turn. That character can't use Protected Outwit, and its powers and abilities lose Protected Outwit. That is huge.
Yeah, unfortunately, he is 95 points. So
third
he is
of your team.
But he has a 7 range, so there's a little bit of an upside there.
It's going to be a little harder to get in on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's your prob, mastermind, leadership. Oh, no, they don't have to. They're with the... If all of them are on there, they get to use it with each other, right?
Yes. And then astronomer.
I think astronomer is still good.
Yeah, the ability to just shoot through.
Elevated 11.
Elevated with an 11 range and green. Ugh. And then if he uses, I think it was like TK, he can TK twice.
Yep.
Right. And when he does it to someone with the Galactus team ability or cosmic, after resolution, he gives him plus one defense. Yeah. Very good.
Gardner. Still solid because he can attack from far away, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not bad. And then I think that rounds out our...
That rounds out that set, definitely.
All right. Dark Phoenix Saga. I think what we're looking at here is mostly the constructs.
Yeah, the constructs are bananas. Right, they're really good. They're all just like, hey, I do stuff and I never take more than one damage. Ha ha.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, just double checking. Yep, that's about it.
All right, Captain America and the Avengers. Maybe.
Again, this is another shield set, so if you're looking for something shield oriented, look through this, see if you get some really cool team abilities that way. I know Daria Happy Hogan is another carrier, any carry even if they have flight, which is not a thing anymore. Dario Agger is really good.
Yeah, Ross Solomon, solid shield figure.
Pepper Potts,
mm-hmm.
What made Iron Man better. So if you're Ganon, falls into that category if you're playing Iron Man's.
Like, cheaper Plex, too.
Yep.
Steve Rogers, if you want to keyword cheat Avengers.
You're probably not doing that in this format, but if you do, there you go.
Yeah. And I think that'll do it.
This had the really good Taskmaster.
Where's he at? I just saw him.
49.
Yes, the Power Elite. That stuff's cool. I like that.
Yep.
You might actually be able to pull off a Power Elite thing.
Power actions of opposing characters with an X square, double power actions. And And instead, X is the number of friendly characters with power league keyword. Just get him in the mix. Right? And then he has the ability to choose a standard speed or defense power printed on his card anywhere he gets it. So just take super senses, always have super senses, and copy a Spider-Man team ability, and now you're 4-6 super senses.
Let's go.
Yeah, with a 12 attack with blades and 3 damage perplex.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to take down.
Pain in the butt.
All right. Home stretch.
JLU.
So this, I think this is the last set we'll cover, because everything else is pretty modern.
So,
well, we can touch on Absolute Carnage real fast.
Okay. The things I want to remind people about JLU, though, before we go into it, is be careful. A lot of these guys have multiple point dials, and you have to read them each individually because their mistakes have been made in the past. A good example of this is Dr. Fate. You have to pay for the expensive one before you get the cheap ones.
And you can't even, in this format, you can't.
Correct.
Play this.
So just be careful when you read it, because some of them are not super clear.
Got to pay 60. Got to be 65 first.
Yeah, you're not gonna play. You're not gonna play him though. You may play the 30-point Flash though with Injustice League and Hypersonic Speed and Outwit.
You mean Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
He's pretty good, and then you swap into this Lex.
Yes.
And then I think Joker Bomb Strip could be a thing.
I can't play multiples of them though, so be careful.
So actually you can, because it's part of the trait. You're paying for the trait that allows you to add more. So you're not specifically paying for those figures.
Isn't it during force construction though? So
but you're paying for the trait. You're not. I think it would be okay. I could be wrong. No, let me see. During force construction you may add 2 Jokers to your starting force.
Yeah, see, that's where it's going to kill you, because the
says
you can't do it during force construction.
Bummer. All right, I was wrong. Amanda Waller, pretty okay.
The wall is always good.
I think the rare one's better. Oh, my poor Mazo. Like, if somebody can make this guy work.
Hey, you could totally make him work. You just don't get a sideline.
It's depressing.
I mean, play him at 125 points. Go ham. Right? Because what happens at the beginning of your turn, you may choose a character within 4 squares in line of fire and up to 2 standard powers that character can use. If you're 100 or more, you get 3.
Yeah.
And he has the chosen powers and printed value of that character until he chooses again. And he takes a maximum of 1 damage when attacked by a character
he shares
that
can power
use
with.
Willpower, that can use a power other than willpower that he can use. So, assuming you're picking powers off their main attacker and they're attacking you, you're going, hit my 19, and if you don't, or if you do, I take 1 point of damage, and if you don't, I'm going to clap back hard.
Yeah. Because, you don't get the team-up cards in this format, so that's some potential.
Yep. 10-point Superman, awesome.
Yes, for sure.
He's one click, but he's a flyer with sidestep and close combat expert. And he has the death check ability, which is what I refer to it as.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Lords, where it's like, take one more. Did it kill you? No, heal it back.
I like it. Yeah, he'll see some play, especially if you're doing robots. Easy fill-in. I think, is this the die manipulator? Yeah.
Yes.
Potential. This Amanda Waller. This is the one. It gives increased combat values, leadership, outwit flex.
Yes.
Huh?
Old Lady Waller.
Yeah. She's good. Hawk Girl, solid. 30-point figure.
45-point Justice Lord Flash is really good.
Mm-hmm. Martian Manhunter's pretty good. Shape change senses.
Yes.
Fast
Forces Martian is exceptionally good.
And the Superman is also very good. Like these Superman and the Martian, very good.
The fact that you can get extra actions, or the fact that Martian just lets you power action, choose another friendly character with 0/1 action tokens that he shares a keyword with. and then move them up. They have their speed value. Okay.
So, yeah, I think he's going to see some potential in being played. Detective, police, Justice League. So,
yeah, very good.
Look at him. Superman's got 2 stop clicks. Pretty strong. Super strength traded. So, I don't feel like there's anything from Fantastic Four that's going to stick out. Moloids.
The cheap Fantastic Four guys, the 40s will stick out.
The Doombot and uncommon Doctor Doom that generates.
Yes, technically.
Valeria, solid.
You could do... No, Rare Thing wouldn't get his Pog.
I was going to say, there's some... there's some swapping Fantastic Four stuff you can do with Frank and Richards.
5-point Silver Surfer still good, even though he doesn't get his Pog.
Yeah, there's some alright stuff.
Yep, Karnak, 40 points of just awesome.
Why doesn't he get his Pog?
When does he generate it?
Beginning of the game.
Oh, then he'll get his Pog.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some Fantastic Four swap stuff you can do.
Franklin.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to touch on these guys before we're done.
Do you think?
Is the Secret Identity friends. These guys are really strong. There's so much autonomous here.
Mary Jane.
Woo. Mary Jane was definitely being played prior to it rotating out. So, yeah, I think we've caught up to rotation.
She's a lady.
Yeah, all these Secret Identity friends. It's definitely a little bit of point denial because you got to double KO people, so make it work. And it says you can't use senses for Flash. No, he can't use shape change. Gwen Stacy's can't use super senses. So definitely look at these friends. Pretty solid. Whew, that was quite the episode.
Like, we got through it, man, though. And then hopefully our well-departed knowledge on y'all will actually be used instead of going on deaf ears.
Yeah, like some definitely good insight in there. I appreciate the history lesson on some of those older figures there, Patrick. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, something about 20-plus years of knowledge would be very useful.
I'm jealous. I'll get there someday.
Ugh.
You sound so excited.
I know, right?
Just a reminder, our Invitational is coming up yes. January 5th, 6th, 7th. It's in Union City at my store. Just a reminder of the layout. The Friday, we're going to start off early. Registration begins at 8:30. Event kicks off at 9. These are all tentative times. Things may shift or change a little bit. We'll start off that last chance qualifier. We're going to do 4 rounds. Then we're going to do a little barbecue lunch that I'm going to have available. It's $10. You get a little plate. You get some coleslaw. You get a drink, bag of chips. And then you can get more if you want some after the fact. But it's going to be pulled pork. Should be tasty.
Delicious.
And then after that, we're going to do the 3v3 super crossover with the Avengers sets. Just a reminder, it's going to be Avengers 60th, Avengers Forever, Avengers Infinity, Avengers Assemble, Avengers Defenders War, and the classic Avengers.
Ooh, I do have something announcement for that event.
Okay.
I currently do not have a team, Jeff. And if there is somebody out there that's looking for a grade A teammate player, they can totally request me.
You should message Caleb Reddick because he's flying out to our event and he's looking for a teammate.
I'm sure if Caleb listens to this podcast, he could totally send me a message.
So Caleb, message Pat because he's looking for a partner. And Caleb has an awesome resume himself. Like, that guy is very well decorated HeroClix player. So anyone would be lucky to have him on their team.
Or me.
I feel like he's won quite a few more events than you.
I'm going to put it out this way. You know what? People have said this. So, like, great, I'm not getting plaques. But the difference is, if you look at the average, my average, since I almost notoriously get second place in every event I play in, is way higher than everyone else.
So you have the Easton Brock syndrome.
You know what? It just proves that I'm a very consistent player.
Dude, that's huge.
It is.
And then, so that's Friday. And then we're going to come back early again Saturday. We're going to hit it with the Invitational. We're going to do 5 rounds.
Yep.
Take a little lunch break. You guys are on your own. There's a lot of food in the area. A little hour break. And then we're going to come back. Excuse me, guys. Still trying to get over that flu. Going to come back in the afternoon. And we're going to do Pulp. The Pulp ICQ. Bronze Age Pulp ICQ. And then finals are going to finish out Sunday. And then still finalizing a few of the last little details. But everything's kind of coming together. Everything's going to should be running smoothly. And I'm excited to see everyone come. Should be a big crowd. I can say this.
We found some information about your area that may help out some people with that are flying in or driving in. So the hotels in your area are not terribly bad. They're just not terribly great. What we discovered is about 10 minutes down the road from you is Silicon Valley.
Yes.
And there is a boat ton of really nice hotels over there.
Yeah. Just depends how far you want to be away from the venue.
Correct, right? So if you plan on taking an Uber regardless, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take the 10-minute drive. It's really nice. We found some really nice hotels over there that have some suites if you're looking for like shacking up with a couple people.
Mm-hmm.
That will have like a nice living space so you guys can practice the night before if you want. I know that's kind of important for some of my Vegas friends out here. So you may want to consider
the practice.
You know, some of us are old, okay? We're a little senile sometimes. Thanks, Jeff. Point that out there. I'm going to point out your problems next time.
Yeah, it's okay. I got plenty.
Jeez.
But yeah, no. So it should be good. We'll get the hotel information out. I have a list of a bunch of different hotels in the area. I'll get that posted up on the event page. Again, if you have any questions, go ahead and message us, and we'll do our best to help you out and get all your questions answered. Who's going to walk away the new Invitational champion? Like, that's going to be the big question. I think we can speculate on that a little more next week.
Ooh.
Because, it's going to be – we got 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
A little less than 3 weeks from today.
Hey, I already know that I'm at least guaranteed second place if my record holds true.
It's true. It's a pretty solid record, dude.
Be like, oh, I'll go home with a couple $100 in my pocket. Be great.
Nice. Yeah, should be good. I'm excited to see everyone. We're also going to be doing Two Booster Sealed. We're going to be doing Royal Flush Gang Battle Royale stuff.
Yeah.
Similar to how things were ran for the Exosword slop stuff last year.
And those figures are actually quite good.
Mm-hmm. Should be good. Do you have any questions about the Invitational?
Do I have any questions? I don't have any questions. I pay attention to the things that we speak about, man.
I was just curious.
I mean, I just hope everyone else pays as good as attention.
Listening is a skill.
It is. I will say this, though. Today was a great chat. I'm glad I got to depart some information on to some of these people.
Yeah, no, dude, it was a huge information dump. So take your time, listen through it, guys. And again, if you have any questions, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess until next time, practice rolling your dice, guys. Take it easy.
And just remember, it is better to have knowledge and not need knowledge and not be a Jeff. Good night.